morning, good morning, and welcome to day 10 of our November Gratitude Challenge. Today is our last day to spend some time journaling and reflecting of this past week. So there is no real affirmation for today. We are just going to spend time reflecting. So we're going to hop right into that, which is, which affirmation meant the most to you this week? Which one felt the most powerful, that you had the most aha moment with this week? And you're going to pick two affirmations, and you're just going to kind of journal about that, and you can go as in-depth as you would like to, or you can just sit with the fact that you really enjoyed this specific affirmation and it felt really good to you. So take a moment and journal about that and come back to me for the rest. Okay, once you've journaled that out, your favorite affirmations of the week, I want you to think about what are some wins and celebrations that you've had this week. I think sometimes we have these small wins that people or the public or even just family and friends don't really know about, but what's something that you can say, wow, I worked really hard on this and I'm kind of proud of it. And I'm going to pat myself on the back and celebrate that I got this done. And I think sometimes it's always those really simple, small things that you put off forever. And those are the ones that I tend to like shout from the rooftops and say, I finally called the electrician to take care of this one thing and I dreaded it, but it was so easy. So what's one win or celebration that you can jot down and be proud of yourself for this week? Okay. And the next part is going to be bless and release. Bless and release. So what I mean by bless and release means, what is something that you have been holding on to that's occupying your brain or your thoughts in a negative way, that it feels heavy, feels kind of like a big boulder on your back or a big backpack that you just kind of need to set down and say, you know, not today, not now, not tomorrow? What's something that you can put it down and just release it? Say, I see you, I felt you, I carried you, and I'm kind of done with that now. I need to move on. So go ahead and journal about one thing that you can just give it your blessing and release it and be on your way. And our last piece is your gratitude. One thing that you are grateful for. One thing you are grateful for. I am getting my hair cut coming up, and I am grateful for my hairdresser. I really love her. She is just such an authentic, down-to-earth person. And I think sometimes our hairdressers are, you know, personal therapists for that day. And I see her maybe once or twice a year, but I always enjoy seeing her. So I am grateful for her. What is one thing you are grateful for today? And then lastly, the only affirmation that I left you with for your day is my mantra, what I tell you every single day. You are worthy, you are in control, and you are powerful. And on your journal page, I put it in first present tense. So I am worthy. I am in control. I am powerful. And so you can speak that over yourself today. And guys, that concludes day 10, and I would love to hear from you what you thought about these past 10 days of journaling, what things you loved about this journal, anything you think that I can do to improve it or edit and add to it. I'm always looking for ways to refine, to make things better for you as a reader, viewer. So I would love to hear from you if you would like to email me or go write a review on that, the product listing that you snagged this from. My email is TLWUContact, so pretty much the love within us, the initials, contact@gmail.com. And you can shoot me an email. Like I said, I'd love to hear from you. And then I'm just going to go over a couple of housekeeping things that I want to talk to you about, that if you really enjoyed this, you found peace and love throughout the week, these last 10 days, I do offer two separate journaling systems that I have designed. And my first one is my guided affirmation journal. So I offer four different affirmation decks. And this journal is meant to be paired with an affirmation deck, and it walks you through a similar journaling system about speaking the affirmation over yourself in three different ways, and it walks you through how to manifest it through your day. That's my first journaling system. My second journaling system is my daily gratitude journal. This one is a little different. You do not need an affirmation deck for it, but it does give you a thought-provoking journal prompt every single day, a different journal prompt every day. You do have places for affirmations, gratitude, and intention settings. So what intention are you going to set for your day? So those are my two different journals that I offer. I offer them in physical form as well as digital. So if you are looking for, if you do prefer digital journaling or digital in general, you can do that. It's also a great cost-effective way to purchase it, as it's about half off if you purchase the digital version. So I will link all of those products in the description of this specific podcast episode. And yeah, check that out. If, like I said, if you loved this journaling system for the past 10 days, I think you'll really enjoy my complete journal sets that I do offer. And lastly, some exciting news. Stay tuned for one more surprise episode in this little mini series that we have done. So go to, like, if you're on Spotify, go click that little bell symbol, and it will help, it will sign you up for the notifications for any time a new episode drops. So this was just the first series, and I wanted to offer something free and beautiful and personal that you could do at home. And my next series and or seasons, I'm going to have to figure out what I really want to call it, as this is new to me. But my next season will be releasing next year. So like I said, hit that little bell, make sure you get notified. And yeah, I hope to see you next year. Thank you so much for joining me for this. I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to end you with, you are worthy, you are in control, and you are powerful. Let's go win our day.